stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
A lot of things happened this week. Novak's dead.
I feel dead.
We just came back from Atlantic City. My brother Jesse just had a bachelor party, and everybody got annihilated, including my aunt Boof. Who never ever gets drunk, but she was basically the female version of Don Vito the other night.
She was
annihilated. It was so funny, dude. By the end of the night, she was ordering apple martinis, and the waitress would come up, and she'd be like, "How much is my apple martini, bitch?" And they'd be like, "That's $31. $31? Are you out of your fucking mind, whore?" Like, dude, she was just out of it. It was so funny.
It's like, "I'm shit, Phil."
Yeah, and then she was just like, I think Novak had to take his shit, but he already pissed all over the bathroom, so nobody wanted him to go back in, and he's like, "Novak, don't go in the bathroom," and Boof is just screaming at the top of her lungs in front of everybody, "Just let him shit, Phil!" It
was so funny, everybody. She was literally Don Vito for the night.
And Kelly's friends were not pleased. Yo, what about the... Soccer Brian that was there.
Oh, dude, he wanted to fucking murder me. This guy.
Because Novak's pants were off like half the night, and dude, Soccer Brian was just fed up with seeing a dick in his face.
He was in the corner doing wall balls, letting off steam, man. He was fed the fuck up, man. I'm not even lying.
Wall balls? What is wall?
I can only imagine.
Just because he's so into sports, you know? That he didn't know what to do with himself, so he just had to do wall ball in the corner just to fucking calm down.
I guess because we all always hang out, I'm just... You not having pants on is like having pants
as
on.
As a band just said. He just,
I expect
said
it.
I said that.
Ten minutes ago.
Novak naked so much that it looks weird when he has clothes on.
Yeah. If I saw you ride on a car naked, I'd be like, "There he is." Everyone else would be like, "There he is naked."
He's like, yeah,
like
yeah.
Most people would be like, "Oh my God, does he have his pants off?" But like, you'll just be like, "Oh yeah, there's my buddy Novak."
Dude, I just was rushed to the hospital naked the other day.
Man, we are annihilated.
I went to the hospital naked.
Oh, naked?
Naked.
Yeah.
Well, oh my God.
I had to do the stunt and fucking...
Here, I have audio right now of Boof annihilated at the...
Which one is she saying? Let him shit
full. I don't know. Here's a clip of Boof annihilated in Atlantic City. My aunt who never drinks. Here we go.
Oh my God.
There's that. Dude, that was just a sample of the night in Atlantic City that we had.
That footage is
5 minutes. Well,
what about the footage?
It sounded like me so bad.
Us filming her walking down.
I thought it was me. I was like,
no, remember when she was walking down the hallway going, "Let's get this party started."
Did you get a look at the bartender's face as the party sort of morphed?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
The bartender was fed the fuck off, dude.
Really?
He started out real mellow.
I didn't see how pissed he got.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's looking at you naked in the corner, and like
me and G-Hump, remember?
Some of my scumbag friends were giving like nickels and dimes. Like Shikus would order like 10 beers and throw over like a dollar and shit.
Yeah,
we peed all over the master suite.
Wait, what
did
we
like,
do, Novak? Dude, Shipper was dressed to impress that night, man.
Dude, you looked exactly like the Big Lebowski, dude. Oh, man.
Oh, insane. Shipper
has my beer shirt on.
But if Shipper has to dress up, like, and we insist that he wears a button-down. Oh, he wears a button-down, but there's beer all over the button-down, like bottles of beer, like different choices, like Corona, Anstel Lights and shit, all over his shirt, just to remind him how much
it's like,
it's like
a silk shirt, and he doesn't button up like the top three buttons, like a dude in the 80s would do, or his shit shirt comes out, and he irons the silk shirt.
I was shearsing my shirt all night long, dumping shit down the front of it, just destroyed.
Oh, yeah, You put a cigarette in Novak's ass, and then we put, like, 10 in your ass.
Yeah, we put a cigarette out
my
ass.
Here's Booth yelling at you for putting a cigarette down Novak's ass, shitbird.
All right.
Here we go.
Why'd you put a cigarette out on Novak's ass? That's why you got shit up your ass.
God, dude.
That's why you got shit up your ass.
That's right. I had no idea I did that to you first. Like,
he was in rare form.
You must have just stuck it right in my face, and I just reached there.
Dude, you gotta be annihilated if you wake up and wonder why, like, your underwear is all filled with, like, dark chalk and shit. You're like, what the fuck is my underwear filled with all this black chalk? Like, dude, we put, like, 10 cigarettes out on your ass last night. What do you mean? You don't remember that?
I look like somebody had a campfire in my fucking underwear. And then they put it out with beer, and I was like, what the fuck is that smell, man? I met people for lunch the next day. They were like, dude, you fucking reek.
Who'd you meet for lunch?
Christy's sister.
How's everything going with you and Christy? You guys happy?
He goes right back to sweet. Normal. Who had the ashtray in her ass? You?
That was
me. You put cigarettes in his?
Yeah, he put a cigarette on my ass cheek. Dude, at the bar, he got so loaded at one point, I was finishing my cigarette, and I flicked it right in his face, and he didn't see it, and it just got caught in his hair. For like 5 minutes, he was just sitting in his hair, burning his fucking hair up.
Dude, and Vose, man, he gets annihilated.
Oh, shit, dude.
He didn't even, like, I'm not kidding. Like, usually everybody was jumping around trying to be funny and shit. At the end of the night, like, he was by himself in the hotel room, like yelling at a chair and like kicking it, like he thought that the chair was giving him problems.
Yeah, why you got four legs?
Yeah, like
why?
And then he picked it and he was like throwing it and shit. Like he was so trashed. And he actually had a room, but he attempted to drive back to Philadelphia from Atlantic City. Then he smashes his car and gets a DUI.
God, that's
he said, with a room key in his pocket.
Yeah,
dude, this is the DUI month. Are you still dealing with your bullshit, Shipbird?
I still have to go in Friday for a continuance.
Tell the judge to fuck off.
I don't think that's gonna work. I already told the cops that, so it didn't get me anywhere. I'll move forward.
So, Mr. Cole, are you planning on, you know, taking it easy and you're not gonna drink and drive anymore? Fuck off, judge. I'm sure it's gonna go real smooth.
I'm going to another town. Fuck your town. I'm driving farther away to get drunk. I'm moving somewhere else where I can get drunk without pussy judges like you.
Yeah. We got footage of you pissing on your dad's shirt.
Oh, man. Dude, I don't have that with me.
Then he's rocking a no shirt the whole
time. I peed all over Phil when he was just sitting there during the party, and then he was forced to take his shirt off, and he's just sitting there with a minging-ass shirt off all day.
He pissed all over my good beer shirt. I had to take that thing off. And then
I know. He sprinkled on you.
No big shit, bro. Dude, I'm laying in the hospital bed.
Even a little bit sucks.
I'm laying in the hospital bed with a broken clavicle, and fucking Bam decides to piss all over me, and he knows I'm helpless and hurt and can't do anything about it but take it, dude.
Yeah. Dude, you Novak's the in the hospital bed. Oh, because... Oh, nobody knows.
Yeah,
Novak,
I'll say it all there.
Okay, Novak broke his shoulder the other day because he was so drunk on vodka that he was hauling ass down this hill on a mountain bike in the rain. I put a tire iron spike through the spokes, and he went flying right through his shoulder.
Broke
his clavix, whatever that's called. It's like his shoulder. Then we took him to the hospital, and he was still so drunk that he was, like, hitting on the nurse. He wanted to get down her pants and stuff. Oh,
do you have the audio?
This is right after I just pissed on Novak.
Broke his cervix.
There's Novak in the hospital about 3 days ago.
Wait, trying to hold
my hands out there? That's the nurse. The nurse is just trying to give him medicine.
What are we doing, babe? Don't make me fast company. I make you fast company. Come here, girl. Fill me up. Do something more productive. I'll get on my own. Just fill me up or something.
He's trying to help you.
Broke his leg.
We have a life to lead together. Shake that ass.
Shake that ass, he says. To the fucking nurse.
Dude, that she had to give me a needle and how hard she jammed it in my ass.
Oh, dude. No, that was the, you were hitting on the pretty one, and then the other one came by, and he was kind of joking, but he's like, babe, I need Oxycontins or something. And she thought he was serious. She's like, I am not giving you Oxycontin. He's like, come on, quit fucking with my emotions, babe. So, and like, you know, this girl wasn't, she didn't like the jokes that...
She didn't find me funny one bit.
The right. Other girl thought it was funny. That the girl that I was playing just there, she thought it was funny, but the other girl was so pissed, so it was time to give him the medicine in his ass that he had to put a needle in it. Dude, I have it on film. She didn't know I was filming. She fucking jabbed it in like 50% harder than she showed.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
she threw it on my arm.
Like if that was your ass, she was just like...
fucking nurse ratchet coming in there and shoving it.
Fuck me all up, man.
Novak broke his cervix. I mean,
and you're so bumming at the
what broke there
in Atlantic City. Oh yeah, me and Bam had to bring out these wrestling bras, dude. And I'm so helpless; I can't do anything for myself right now. And he pulls my pants down in the ring with.
Oh yeah, because half the reason why I went to Atlantic City for the bachelor party was because I was doing this wrestling thing. I had to judge this like contest to these like wrestling stripper broads, and Novak went up there with me. And dude, they actually. For that fucking 5 minutes I was up there, they gave me $20,000 and 10 free rooms.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's awesome. How all those rooms got paid for.
Holy awesome. Shit.
Yeah, and all free booze and shit, too. Yeah.
Well,
but anyway, we had to judge this contest, and Novak's up there with his sling on, and I just rip his pants down in front of seriously 10,000
people.
In the ring? 10,000 people, and he couldn't get his pants back up. He's bending over trying to pull up his pants because he can't.
Because of the
arms. So he's just totally helpless. And I'm like, all right, Novak, I'll go and help you. And then I think about it, I'm like, fuck that, I'm not going to help you. Just sit there naked.
And it was a lot, we were judging a lingerie contest. So there was like 30 girls on stage with like hot lingerie and shit on.
What were they doing?
They're all fucking nasty, though.
Yeah, well, no. Pussy G.
No, well, no.
Yeah.
Well, what did the people do?
It was more of like like a stripper beauty pageant. It wasn't like a hot...
Dude,
sexy,
that whole
intelligent girls, like,
was
they were
so
just
white
like,
trash.
Bluesy,
was it like the
bluesy?
Yes, my mom's terminology.
The girl with the blonde hair got kicked in the ass. It was hilarious. Like, she was down on all fours, and that one that was wearing the chaps walked over and just booted her right in the ass.
I'm not done.
She kicked her so hard, her ass was glowing red, like, for 10 minutes after that. Funny.
Did you get pussy that night, Shitbirds, Atlantic City?
Hell no. If I could have, I would have fell all over and I'd have been like, I'd take Christy back to the room and be like, and miss.
Dude, that wrestling was insane. Was it ECW? It's like the most white trash.
The one guy that's
awesome.
Black huge
guy.
Black dude, man.
The best.
Huge black dude. He had this massive scabby scar tissue, like permanent, on his forehead.
That's him, New Jack.
Yeah, New Jack. You know?
I know.
Yeah,
dude, but
you said the Sandman was there too.
He was there.
Yeah, I watched that stuff for years.
Right on his forehead because he's been cutting glass so much, and he was so messed up that my mom comes up. He's like, "Hey, I know you. You're from Beaver the Bam. You're April, aren't you?" She's like, "Yeah." He's like, "Oh man, I've been all fucked up on cocaine for like the past 24 hours. So if I like trail off on what I'm saying, you know, it's because of the
It's like you take a big sniff and you get that. He's like, you get that drain, you know, down the back of your throat. And you just kind of your mind goes blank for a minute. You know what I mean, right?" And
my mom's like,
yeah.
And then Sandman, dude, Sandman.
Oh, he's
the best.
Sandman gets up there. He was just shit faced. And everybody's just like, "Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up. Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up." And then he just goes, "What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna come down there where you guys are, and if I see a fucking beer out there, I'm drinking it.
That's 20
then
minutes.
Then he just goes out for seriously 20 minutes as he just played a Metallica song, and he would grab people's beers out of their hands, open up their own mouths, and then he would pour the beer all over their faces, and people would just love it. Like, who would ever want that? And all these kids,
I would love it.
And all the kids that came there to like see me, they're like, go up, Bam, give him a beer. I'm like, fuck no, I don't want a beer dumped all over my face. But everybody thought it was so cool. Like, yeah, like, I just bought a $5 beer just for some fucking scumbag to dump it all over me, and then everybody cheered.
That's a whole different world.
If you can ever find the Sandman wrestling Terry Funk, it is the greatest, most bloodiest, vicious match.
Really?
I got it on tape. It's fucking incredible.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Yeah, fuck him up.
How about Ass Punch Quarter Pound? That guy was fucking
funny. Ass Punch Quarter Pound.
They got the worst
His outfit is these minging ass orange, fluorescent orange shoes with this fucking, like, a orange thong Speedo. With and he has dyed blonde hair.
And a jean jacket that says New Kids on the Block.
He looked like Eminem.
And a jean jacket that said New Kids on the Block. And his name was Ass Punch Quarter Pound. And, like, you know how, like, when you're all Irish, white, and pale and shit, and you get, like, a shit on your chest? Like, it's just all red and shit. Like, he had all these, like, sick red zits with his pale white skin. Punch Quarter Pound was minging.
He was he jumped off the ropes, like, jumped down, and then hit one of the dudes in the ass.
That was his move. That was Ass Punch Quarter Pound.
That's awesome.
I'm going to play a song. This one goes out to Ass Punch Quarter Pound. This is Viking Skull off the new album. It's not out yet, and it's called Crank the Fucking Volume on Radio Vamp Series 28. Fuck yeah.
Find out who you are, then make a stand and raise. This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
That was Viking Skull, and that was devoted to Ass Punch Quarter Pound.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up.
That's the best thing ever to say.
That was the best wrestling thing ever because it was so unprofessional. Everybody was just drunk. They were actually on stage like, I just ripped the fat line back there, and now I need some fucking beer in order to wrestle.
Yeah, Sandman.
Like, they were
like,
just saying that in front of everybody. There was like 10-year-old kids there.
Dude, yep. ECW came to the Downingtown Farmers Market, and then someone stole the cat. No, someone stole the cash box out of the farmer's market, like all the money they made, and then they were just like, fuck you filthy faggots. Like, dude, they just ripped everyone in the crowd and then just fucking left. They wrestled for a little bit and fucking, dude, it was so fucking funny.
It's probably one of the wrestlers that actually stole the cash box, dude. The crowd, if you ask me.
The crowd was amazing because they all had these chants and shit, and they were like, they were just yelling shit to one guy. They were like, such and such takes it up the ass, doo-da. And they went through the whole song like that. Like,
do you remember the one
on this
the
guy?
One girl got body slammed, the dark hair, like,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, little
he picked
man.
Her up by
picked
the puss and just threw
by
her
by the puss,
yeah.
And just threw her down. I was just like, what the fuck? Like, why are we here?
So, Novak's been seeing this girl from Baltimore, and he
yeah,
really
like
likes her,
too.
But whenever she goes back to Baltimore, he tries to stay faithful in the house, but... You know, whenever Missy's mom comes around, he just doesn't know what to do with himself.
Missy's mom's a MILF, man.
Yeah, he wants to bang her out.
And she goes out of the younger guys, so I'm the best candidate. Why are you not much funner than whatever his name is?
Vote for Novak.
Vote for Novak, man. This is mom, literally.
Missy, can we call your mom, please?
Yeah,
yes.
Why not?
Let's dial her up, dude. Let's get her on there. Now, no sneaky cock blocking.
Yeah, hey, you better not cock block,
I'm not going to cock block.
You'll
Ron.
Die if you do that. We have a bet made.
I'm not going to call.
Let Missy say hi, and then you have to say that you're on Sirius 28.
Fuck shit.
What does she care what channel we're on? Hi, Mom, you're on Sirius Channel 28.
Are we getting on air here?
Novak, you better take her out on that date.
I'm going to take her on more than a date. I'm going to take her around the world.
This is busy. What's going on, babe?
Dude,
I don't know. I didn't even
know
his girlfriend could be busy.
Well, at least we know that she's on the phone.
Yeah. The busy signal piss you off, friend?
Does that piss you off? That means she's talking to another guy. What do you think she's doing at this hour?
Right
she's
now, I think her face buried into a pillow.
How does cell phones...
Her face buried into a pillow while she gets the back door.
Are you
dead.
Jealous of Patrick?
No, Patrick can't fuck like I fuck, babe.
How would you know that?
I know, how do you know how Patrick fucks?
Listen to the name.
Let's go out.
The name says it all, Patrick.
Dude, find more audio of Booth.
I can't.
Right now, I'm trying to get pussy, jeez.
You guys got lucky.
Hey.
You got. What is going on, Mom?
I don't know.
Does your mom got a cheap cell phone?
Jeez.
No, she's got a good cell phone.
She doesn't have call rating on her cell phone.
It's that old internet connection.
Come on, Mom.
Come on, Ma.
Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Pick up the damn phone, man. Dang.
Yo, Mom.
I like your new girlfriend, Novak. I think
you
she's
do?
Nice, yeah.
She's a keeper, I believe.
She
just pissed at the roulette table,
though.
She's a keeper
because I can bang her out in the bathroom and she don't feel like no slut. She loves the fuck, dude.
No slut.
I'm like,
she must be chit-chatting with somebody, so I'm gonna play another song real quick. All right. I have a new record label now. It's called Casual Madness, and you know it's the word around Westchester. Everybody's finding out. So
really?
Everywhere I go, anybody who has a fucking 4-track demo,
God.
They always want to give me a goddamn copy. I go into 7-Eleven, and this Arab just goes, "Hey, I heard you have." You have to say it.
Yeah,
I heard you have
good.
A record label in the Arab voice.
I don't do that. You got record label in this voice.
I do have a record label. Can I please just buy this Gatorade?
You had one condition, son. You must check these rhymes I make dope on a CD compact disc.
Oh, man, you put out an album?
On your digital.
You really want me to put out your rock song on Casual Madness?
4 tracks, 4 times the power, like Powerball. You want Powerball?
Well, what's your song called, then?
Arab Dance Party.
Arab Dance Party?
You better say it, right?
All right, well, I'm going to put it in the Hummer right now and see the quality, and maybe I'll put it out on Casual Madness. So,
yes.
All right, let's hear it on the radio.
Me?
Yes.
God damn it.
So why don't you introduce the song and then, you know, say what station you're on.
At the song of the day, my dance party, the theory of satisfaction, Bam! Yes, it's Bam! He played it 28 times! He plays it on the faction! Let it rip, Casey!
Thank you, Jesse.
Check it out! Check it out! I'm gonna kick it again, and if you never done it like this before, it's time to get down. Let's do it like this. Come on, I got all my hair wrapped in this thing around my fucking head. And if I see you coming to my land, I'll cut your fucking head down. Let me show you how to mark some pussy on American Joe. You don't know shit. Shit like this, shit in my asshole. Now to wipe my ass with my hand and slap your American face. Fuck you, I put bombs in your mailbox and lick my face. I'm so scared of American Joe. Not you, no. Check out the iron cheek. He ain't no weak. He come to my store every day and I see his wife this week. I kick some shit like you never saw. I fuck Jesse's snare drum. I beat your ass and then I send a missile up your bum. Yeah, where you come from? What do you know about the serpentine? A snake that slides up into your asshole. You must not lie, this is not fake. You will wake from a dream. You will start to scream. You take inside your panty bits and never with whipped cream. All right, bye, bye. Kiss your fucking gas. Gone, gone, bye, bye. Kick it, gone. Hey, bye. The time. You find my fucking love letter, I'll be gone. I was in love with you, baby. I poured my fucking heart out, and you just left because I fell a dick. Don't tell me you're the shit, rip me dick up dick. And if you want to suck the dick of 1,000 fucking bricks, fuck you, my old forces. I'll cut off your faces, I'll fuck up your dirty wives in all tiny places. Tidy ball. In my asshole, my head goes back and forth. My head does not play lacrosse. That doesn't rhyme. Who gives a flying fuck? I see you in a ice skating rink with hockey puck. Rubber when I get time, you just might get fine. Watch my hand, it's a serpent snake. Rubber for goodness sake, serpents and demons come awake when they get in your ass and bake a cake. I don't know what you do. Go on, Ed, if you do, I'm in love again with you, baby. You broke my heart, and now I kickstart my fucking gun. Let's go for you after dark. Oh, I'll eat an after 8 minutes for you. I think I fucking sink the fucking sink for you and the pussy in pink. Pills 22. What can you do? Look at my boo.
Kickstart my heart.
To the graphic nature of this program.
You need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 faction.
Holy shit, 7-Eleven A-Rab is kicking ass.
That was...
You better sign his ass.
I'm going straight to High Street and signing his ass.
If you know someone else will.
That's amazing.
I want more rock songs from him.
Super, yeah. The super
7-Eleven A-Rab, that's who it was?
Yeah. I gotta find out the name of his band. Jesus. All right, so we have Missy's mom on the line.
Oh, right. Shit, we do?
Why don't you say hi?
Hi, Mom.
Yo, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
You know you're on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck the small talk. What up, Mom? Sweetheart.
Yeah.
What you doing, baby?
Now.
You sound hot as usual.
Of course, that's me.
Her name is Marion, but Novak calls her Marianne, and it's been 3 weeks and he still can't get it right.
That's like the biggest no-no
hey,
ever.
Hey, Marianne.
It's Marion.
You gotta say my name right or I'm not gonna deal with this.
I'll say it right, baby. Marion.
No. Nope.
Marion just got Marion. A brand new Lexus. Are you stoked on that, Novak?
Marion, you got a new ride?
I did. I got a Lexus RX 330.
Fuck, why aren't you here picking me up? I'll take you. Hey, will you take me out tonight? If you come get me, I'll pay for the tab. If Bam will have a card.
No, can do.
Why? Well, you got that boyfriend with you again?
I have a boyfriend, yep.
Uh-oh. Come on, Mary. Patrick.
Thinking.
The name Patrick just lets me know he's not good in bed.
You didn't move quick enough.
Who did? Yeah, he doesn't move quick enough.
You didn't make your move quick enough.
Oh, yes, I did, but your daughter here is, like, sneakily cock-blocking.
I never cock-blocked.
No way. Absolutely not.
Mama, did I cock-block?
Absolutely not.
Oh, you can tell they already had this conversation.
I know, I can tell. I can tell. You two have been talking.
You've been talking.
No.
But Marion, Novak skates all day, so he's got a nice ass.
Marion, I got a tight ass. Not a big dick, but I am good in bed, Marion.
Yep, I don't want what you have.
Oh, I hear about this act, cock blocker.
Everybody knows your deal now.
I heard you're a whoremonger, so.
A whoremonger. But that says one thing in itself, that I get a lot of practice and I'm probably really good in bed. And I'm sure
that,
right?
I'm sure that's true.
Babe, I'll change my ways. I swear to God, if you just take me out, I'll change my ways.
Mary, I'm all hurt and shit. I can't do for myself. I need like a grown, experienced woman to help me, and I think you're the perfect candidate.
But I've seen some of your samples that you brought home. No, thank you.
Oh, that bitch was Ming, and she was here that night. I brought that girl home from Philly.
Oh, she was terrible. Yeah.
Hey, Mom, I was drunk as shit. Please believe
that. That was a little scary.
Mom, Novak wants to be my stepdad.
I'm going to take over the house, Marion. I'm going to take over the budget. I'm going to spend the money properly. I'll have your daughter making us breakfast in bed every morning.
He said I have to make him dippy eggs at 8 a.m. and bring them up to you.
Marion, if your house gets struck by lightning again, I'll be the first one up there fixing them bricks for you.
Only for you, Marion.
Please, I'm getting the lightning rod put on so it doesn't get hit again. I got hit twice.
Baby,
her house got hit by lightning twice.
What kind of luck is that?
But Marion, tell the story about how the neighbors were trying to plan that wedding and they were so pissed. They were so mad that Misty's car was parked out front. So then when the lightning hit the bricks, it flew all over the neighbor's house and nobody could park in their driveway for the big wedding.
They were so
it blew it up.
Rehearsal dinner. It was rehearsal dinner.
The wedding.
They had all the bride's cars, all the usher's cars in the driveway, and when the lightning struck, the direct hit blew the chimney like 50 feet away.
Holy shit!
Sounds like from a movie.
All over her driveway.
That's serious.
On that side of the house. And every single piece of brick missed every car in that driveway.
Oh my God!
But the thing was,
it's such a good example of karma, though.
They couldn't move any of the bricks because it was like the insurance company had to see what happened, so no one could move out.
They had a caution tape off the whole driveway.
Well, they do call like 50 cabs.
Well, they were having a big party the next day, and she was having a fit because they put yellow caution tape around her basketball pole, and she was screaming at them, "Not on my property, not on my property." It was a big deal.
Jesus, sounds like an asteroid shower of bricks going on.
Well, she's a bitch anyway. It's good for her.
Marion.
Yes.
Enough of the small talk. Go prep your hot ass up because I'm coming to get you.
No,
in band car. I'll make you.
I'll pick you up in my Lambo.
I'm going to be there in the Lambo in about my ETA is about 23 minutes away, so get primping.
How are you going to drive? I got to pick Amanda up at work.
I'll do that on the way, babe. You're not getting out of this.
I can't do it.
I'll see you
soon. And listen, I always look hot, no matter who the date is, whether it be you or my boyfriend. Don't matter.
Fuck your boyfriend. He's old news. You're going to prove to me how hot you are tonight, babe.
Oh, God.
And I look pretty good for 50, because nobody believes it.
You do look great for 50.
Baby, people, I'm going to toss you around my room like a rag doll tonight, Miriam.
Well, you'll die crying anyhow.
We're not sleeping here tonight then, if they're doing that.
All right, Miriam, we got to go, but I'm going to call you back. Oh, I'll just be there in 23 minutes. Primp that ass up and get some clean thongs on.
Oh, more than one?
You want more than one?
My thongs are always clean.
Marion's fast.
All right, enough.
Now see Stinky Cock Blockers coming into play.
I didn't know.
All right, Marion, we're devoting the next song to you. And Novak's going to be talking to you as soon as the radio show's done.
All right.
Bye, Mom.
Bye,
babe.
See ya. Bye.
I didn't know 50-year-olds wore thongs.
Oh, she probably wears a lot more than we know.
Why would you want her to wear more than one?
Yeah, I know. You better have a bunch of thongs on, babe, because I'm coming over.
He's nervous.
Makes foreplay better.
He's
no longer
just nervous.
Foreplay.
I'm going to take it off with one arm.
Take it off with my teeth.
Novak.
This next song is devoted to Novak. It's called When Animals Attack. That's what he's going to do to your mom tonight, Missy.
I'm going to be the fucking lion. She's going to be the little scared mouse.
This band's called Institute from England. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Yeah. it's good for your survival. It is not good for your health. She
Hello?
Dude, I'm so into that song that you made, man.
Bob, you're my song. Play it again.
Well, I can't play it again. We only have a 1-hour episode.
God darn you! Mike, never play twice in a row. You must play it twice in a row.
The good thing, A-Rab, is that you can cuss on this radio station.
It's a good damn thing.
No, you can cuss. You can say more than damn.
Get serious, A-Rab.
Son of a bitch! You!
Fuck. Do you have any more songs?
All songs galore. Is that what I have to say? Hey, check it out, Bob. I have so many songs. In my studio beneath the 7-Eleven, I make songs. We mix and match songs down there. We even have special carpet ride for you.
Do you write it down or do you just freestyle it?
Oh, I write it down on my gray brain, yes. Inside my turban wrapped long ticker tape.
All right, let's put you to the test then. Ready?
Hey, come on, A-Rab.
On us! Casual madness! It's Bam! Undress! It's Novak taking off his shirt and taking off his dress! He's got some delicious dog shit and spit inside his fucking face! His arms are broken, he don't care! He's got a sexy fucking face with a big Polish nose! A long sexy hose! His stuff inside your asshole with or without all your clothes! Two more thongs! Two more thongs! Thongs and more! Oh, yes, my God, I break the law and smoke that goddamn weed. Hey!
Hey, Rab,
you are signed. I'm coming right over to 7-Eleven now.
Sign me up. Cowabunga!
Yeah, you're Capital Madness. You're on the new fucking CD coming out.
We have it over the phone.
What do you want to call your album?
I call it, Vicious Snakes.
Vicious Snakes?
Yeah.
Why? Do you play one of those little flutes with the cobras?
Yes, we ripped the cobra's teeth out, but it's a big scam.
But how do you know what note to play?
Oh, there's no notes on those the horns. You play what you feel, guy.
Did you just call me the fall guy?
You will fall if you don't sign me. Sign authenticated.
7-11 Do we get free Slurpees and Slurpees? Do we get free, free Slurpees from 7-Eleven now?
Hey, boy, I hear you get Slurpees free anytime. You know what I mean? Funny. You're a funny man, Novak.
Hey, do you have beer like 7-Eleven hidden that we could get?
There are 7-Elevens with beer. Mine doesn't have it.
Come on, I knew you have some stashed away.
Secret stash.
No, Bam. Bam, in fact, turn the volume down. I have many beers, but what we call it, serpent swine.
Serpent swine?
Oh, we guzzle it, babe.
Is that from Uzbekistan or what?
No. It's a little place hidden in the Andes Candies where we get it. Yeah. It's so scrumptious. And there's no worm in the bottom of the bottle. Most of the bottle is jammed with a big fat hog snake. You must just suck out the leftover.
You got any
What's
hot dogs?
So funny? It's goddamn good. Oh, good!
Did you ever try that? Oh, yeah, you cussed.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Did you ever get that bottle of whiskey with the snake in the bottom of it? And then you have to drink the snake at the end.
But that's a baby snake for little babies. The most impressive thing is to suck and suck until you pull the old man snake from the bottle and scream, I am man-child! Man-child I am! And the most important of all, you must drink, and then when you put the bottle in the air, you're done! Don't put it in the air unless you're done.
Did you ever suck snake venom, like in booze?
Oh, yeah. Whoa! I sucked it out of my own leg!
Can you suck a snake's dick?
Yeah, you can! Some say this is a lie, but goddamn those! Yeah, you can suck a snake stick. You must have a five-play force.
Four-play.
Yeah, pull the snake's underwears both off, and then suck and slurp.
You sound like you know about that, A-Rab.
I'm telling you because it's the truth.
Hey, A-Rab, have you ever heard of the band Ween?
Oh.
They're from New Hope.
Yes, I have to wean my children off of snake juice slowly, slowly, till they don't want anymore, or else they throw fits over Nintendo.
Withdraw.
Fuck that Nintendo.
Being Ween from PA, they just put out a new album. Would you mind if I played a Ween song?
Sign it! Play it!
You want me to sign it? It might take away from your thunder, though.
I know.
I only have lightning.
Oh, speaking of thunder, do the announcement for the party this weekend.
I can't. I don't want people to know.
Oh, that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
He's plugging, not
undercover.
Me. Kill him. Cut his tongue out.
Jihad.
Hey, Rab, you're invited to my party.
Oh, it's a goddamn miracle.
We're going to play your rock song all day long. But for now, I'm going to play Ween. This song's called Gabrielle. And if you ever heard Ween, they put out songs like the song after this Gabrielle song is called Big Fat Fuck. Like, all the songs are so different. But this one's actually like a hit song that could be on the radio.
Ween's awesome.
Listen to this. It's so good. Let's hear it. Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
That's our son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Hey, Shipper, do you remember leaving a message after Jesse's bachelor party in Atlantic City on Missy's phone?
Hell no.
You really don't remember?
Dude, that was... No. That
you
was,
made no sense at all.
I can't wait to
hear
it.
How bad was it?
Here she it has it right now. I'm going to play
Let's hear it.
Oh, shit.
This is Shipper in Atlantic City, everybody.
I hate getting drunk and making a phone call.
No, but this one's good.
UWI.
Oh, what happened?
We missed it.
Oh, shit. I just... Do it again. I hit something.
$50.
Play it again, because it started from the beginning.
Seagulls.
He started out cussing seagulls out.
No, I said I was giving, what was it, Alka-Seltzer to seagulls and fucking them.
What possessed you to leave me that message?
I just was looking funny to see where everybody was at. And Christy and I were laughing our asses off drunk. I was just like, we're getting a ding ding suck. Let's call Missy and tell her to find him.
I think we have a guy on the phone right now that was at that wrestling match. Let's see if he's there.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's up?
You stick bastard, man. That was just absolutely one of the most disturbing images I've ever seen in my life.
What, Novak's beanbag?
Yeah, man. Novak gets flagged, and there he is, like, just standing in the middle of the ring in front of, like, 1,000 people with his little Monopoly piece.
were you watching the show, or were you in the show?
No. I was sitting there, like, right at ringside, and unfortunately... I had a very, very close seat, and I did not benefit from that at all. And to make matters worse, it wasn't once, but twice. And, you know, the funniest thing, I wanted to tell you, man, the funny thing was he wasn't even surprised. He had this look on his face that was just utter disappointment. Like, he was like, oh, shit, man. Like,
and he was so helpless, he couldn't even put his pants back up because of the sling.
Yeah, that was hilarious, dude. Pretty miserable experience.
So there's like an extra 5 minutes of Novak's tiny beanbag hanging out.
So we left you with a good memory, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately an unerasable memory, absolutely.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up.
Fuck him up, Sandman. Fuck him up.
Who did you see Ass Punch Quarter Pound?
Yeah, dude. Wellington's the man, bro. Hanging tough. Dude,
I think that... What'd you say?
It was one of those assholes that got beer dumped all over him by the Sandman, actually.
What do you think of New Jack? That guy's fucking crazy.
Dude, he's the man. Yo, you know he got arrested down in Florida for stabbing a dude in the ring 14 times?
Yeah.
did you know that
he was going to go to jail for a long time, but the guy who got stabbed says, I'll drop all charges if you just teach me how to wrestle like how you do.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. Yeah, he was like, I know you tried to kill me and you were all mad because I punched you in the face, but if you just teach me how to wrestle like how you do, I'll just drop all charges.
And he dropped the charges. And now the guy's a mechanic in, like, Florida somewhere.
That's ridiculous, man. Yeah, he's always running around, did it, and got acquitted like OJ, man. He's super proud of it. But, yeah, New Jack's the man, dude. Always blown out at every show, but he's hilarious.
Oh, all they do is come there and get shit-faced.
I love how they blatantly say whether there's kids or not there. They just go up and say how shit-faced they are on booze and narcotics.
Did you get any pussy in AC this weekend, man? Hello?
Shit, did we lose him?
I think we lost him.
Yo, call her.
Shit, we lost him.
Fuck it.
He was probably driving around in the woods and he lost reception.
Probably jerking off to my high voice and wrecked into a tree.
Right into a tree. That's Missy's mom right now.
Yeah, Missy Mouse pleasuring herself as we speak.
Ow, taking her out on a date.
So my book is finished, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely completed. First thing I've finished since middle school.
Nice.
I tell people that, they start laughing. I'm like, no, I'm dead fucking serious, you dipshit.
We still got
last thing I completed was middle school.
And the thing that sucks is I can't get rich, decamel, because
I owe $200,000 in rehabs and then $400,000 in going to the hospital and shit. So I gotta send all my money to Pam's mom and then hopefully she'll give it to me in cash and then maybe I can buy a house.
She's gonna get a co-signer.
That's a faggot.
That's upset, no.
You know, I could never get rich because I owe all this money in rehabs.
What an asshole. Fuck, faggot he is, dude.
Oh, don't we have another phone call? Let's take another one.
See what they have to say. Hello? Somebody there? Hello? Hello?
That weed song was awesome, dude.
Hey, we still got to do the photo shoot, bro.
What song?
Yeah,
that was awesome.
When do you want to do that?
Do we have any callers?
False.
Yeah. Oh, there's somebody.
Hello?
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 Speak louder, babe.
Hello?
There you are.
What's up?
Nothing really.
Okay. Are you on drugs or swell or what?
No, I'm not. I'm sorry. There's just someone else calling me on my phone because I've been on hold for so long.
We're more important, babe.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
What's your question?
Okay, my question for you is, if you could make your own holiday, what would it be called, when would it be, and how would you celebrate it? I'm almost afraid to ask.
Good question.
That is a good question, and that's one for D. Camello because he's the one with the brilliant quick answer. What would you do with your holiday? If you could have your own holiday, what would you do?
Right now, D.
You'd have to ride in one of those chariots that they have at, you know, where you whip the horses and stand in the back with an arcade game and...
What?
I don't fucking know.
That's a good question.
What would you do, Shipbird?
I would have a day where you could smoke weed and drink beer.
It's all legal.
Shipbird, you do that anyway.
It'd be weird day. And I'd make it like somewhere around like the New Year. Just like the day after New Year. Like it'd be beer and weed. Weird.
Weird. That just means that you'll be so hungover from New Year's, though.
I'd be wondering where I was.
Shipbird, yeah.
Hey, mama.
Come on, left field.
I got you with old man humor. It's fucking hilarious.
I'd have legal drug and alcohol day, man. You could just do drugs anywhere.
How about you, babe?
Want.
What would you do?
Miss?
Oh.
Oh, we're talking to a caller? We have
we
her?
We were talking to a caller.
Yeah, but then, I thought we lost her.
Oh, we keep... They must be on their cell phones in the woods or something.
It's true. But cell phone.
Fuck them up, yeah. Sam, man. Fuck them up.
Fuck them up, Sam.
I'm going to have that in my head all day.
Hey, babe, do we still have you online?
She left, bro.
Oh, she's tired of our vulgarness.
She grabbed into a tree, too.
I would have St. Mustard's Day, where everyone just attack break with mustard, no matter where you are. Send it in the mail.
Oh, dude, that'd be great.
You have little voodoo dolls you squirt it on.
Woo, woo, I'm so pissed. Think about the thought of St. Mustard Day, because every year I got to look forward to getting that fucking mustard duck
on. St. Scientist Mustard Day. So he'd have the like part of it.
St. Scientist Mustard.
I like the St. Scientist part, but the fucking mustard
what
part
day,
pisses
what
me
day,
off.
Though? So people will really do it. What day?
It would fall on his birthday.
His birthday.
What was his birthday?
I think it's January 20th.
Let's do it on Australia Day and completely ruin
That's
Australia.
That's like right around
for...
then, yeah.
They look so much forward to Australia Day. He's like, oh, man, you guys coming out for Australia Day? When's that? Oh, it's in 2 months, and I'm counting down the days. Like, dude, you're still looking forward 2 months prior? Jesus right. Christ. If we made St. Mustard Day that day, he would hate it.
St. Mustard's Day, January 20th.
Put him in a submarine and sink him in a mustard
rake,
bowl.
If you see Rake on the road, just do what you gotta do with
After
mustard.
The bunny that lays eggs, we shouldn't really be allowed to make any more fucking holidays in this country whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's like the bunny that lays eggs.
Shipper, what are you gonna be for Halloween at my party?
Yeah, what are you gonna be, bitch?
I guess I'll be the Big Lebowski.
I could be man.
So what he has to do is show up.
Yeah, just show up and fucking grab a beer. I got a bowling bag. I just grab that shit, bring it down. I'll put beers in it, some ice.
Can you we stick your head in the toilet? You know what I'm going to be?
What?
I'm going to be Novak. I'm just going to walk in with a big needle. I'm going to be a giant needle.
Big needle.
An asshole.
That'd be good.
You're an asshole.
You know what I'm going to be, guys? I'm going to be a big bag of bug sugar. Come in with powder all over me and with a big, huge Ziploc bag. Seth's going to make it for
just
me.
Just fill it with flour and like poke a hole in the bottom. And, yeah, that'd be great.
I am going to do that.
And a big straw. And a big fucking straw.
Missy wants me to be a rabbit.
A little gay rabbit.
A what?
Like a bunny.
Like on a Christmas movie?
Yeah, and she's
exactly. Like Ralphie.
Shit-faced in the corner with like a bottle of whiskey all fucked up.
And Mandy could be a razor blade.
Be bad Santa.
I think a bunny is the best idea ever because it's
I'm
going to
be a big bag of bug shug and my girlfriend Mandy from Baltimore is going to be a razor blade.
Yeah, that'd be perfect, dude.
So she can cut me up and rough me up and I bang her out in the bathroom all night. Why do you want to bang her out in the bathroom?
Lingo.
Because she's a slut. A slut to me. Everybody's a slut except for my mom. And if you tell my dad, he'll say different.
It's how I know I'm in love with my girl. I'm like, you hungry, baby? And she's like, you're dick in my mouth.
Good answer.
That was the best. That was like $1 million answer.
Did you find her
right
in a strip club?
No, she used to manage a strip club, though. She never danced. She managed it. She did the
Novak can only date people that are associated with a strip club. Not if they strip or not. They just have to have some kind of association.
Her tits are big.
Oh, she's got the best tits in the world, dude.
Are they fake, right?
Fucking right, they're fake.
Fucking right.
He said, like, God damn right.
Novak, you should be a reverse flasher. Just have the sick trench coat on and then run up with it already open, then just close it.
Expense, guys, keep it up. Just laugh at me. Sure, that's all cool.
You can. His arm.
So my arm is hurt. Anybody who has good pain pills, send them to Fairman's.
He's P.O. boxing pain pills.
Why Fairman's? Because you don't want to give out my address.
Yeah.
Yo, Dave Fairman, I got some Vicodins coming in tomorrow.
Just picture all these Vicodins and Xanax getting mailed to fucking Fairman's. Dave Fairman being, what the fuck is this?
FBI like closes in on it.
All right.
What about the baby gifts?
Man, I got this thing on, man. I'm hurting. Right. I need pain pills. Any of you fans out there that like me just a little bit, please send any bike to do it.
Just
tell me.
We're going to get all these packages. Like, it'll be so cool.
It'll be rattling, dude.
Yeah. What's in there?
All right, fellas, it's time to wrap this up.
I get drugs, I'm not leaving this room.
I'm going to end this song with a band from Finland called Amorphis.
Morphine?
This is the older song. No, Amorphis. Calm down, drug addict. All right. And this song is an older song called Black Winter Day, and we played it on Haggard, and it fucking rocks. I love this band. This is Radio Bam, over and out.
Later.
Love ya.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.